Welcome to Words of Wisdom from English Plus Podcast. I'm your host, Danny. Today, we're going to talk about a very special proverb and a very special quote. And I promise that you will learn a lot from this proverb and quote. So a brand new proverb in Words of Wisdom is coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Today's proverb is better late than never. The proverb, better late than never, is a timeless piece of wisdom that encourages promptness while also acknowledging the value of completing a task or making a decision, even if it is delayed. This saying highlights the importance of taking action regardless of timing, emphasizing that the result of an action is often more important than when it is undertaken. Its relevance to everyday life is profound, serving as a gentle reminder that while punctuality and timely decisions are ideal, the willingness to finish or participate, albeit late, is still valuable. Now let's look at the importance and relevance to everyday life. This proverb is particularly relevant in a world that moves at an incredibly fast pace. In personal development, it serves as encouragement for those who may feel they are behind in achieving life milestones. Whether it's pursuing education, changing careers, or embracing new habits, better late than never reassures individuals that starting is what truly matters, not the timing. In professional settings, this saying can motivate teams to complete projects and meet deadlines. It underscores the importance of perseverance and continuing effort, even when initial timelines are missed. This can help maintain morale and focus on the end goal rather than the setbacks along the way. Now let's see how we can use this proverb appropriately. In education, for example, a person returning to school later in life to finish a degree embodies this proverb. Despite the delay, the value of education remains undiminished. In career changes, individuals switching careers, perhaps from a long tenure in one field to an entry-level position in another, demonstrate that it's never too late to pursue one's passions. In health and wellness, starting a fitness or health journey later in life is another example. Improving one's health is always beneficial, regardless of age. In apologies and making amends, in relationships, apologizing for a mistake, even if the apology comes after a significant delay, is better than never apologizing at all. And finally, let's talk about the origin of the proverb. The origin of better late than never is not attributed to a single source, but is found in various cultures and literatures, indicating its universal appeal and timeless wisdom. One of the earliest recorded uses is attributed to Geoffrey Chaucer, mentioned in the Canterbury Tales about 1386. This suggests that the understanding of time, action, and consequence has been a part of human reflection for centuries. Today's quote is, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing." The quote, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing," is attributed to Walt Disney, an American entrepreneur, animator, voice actor, and film producer. Disney was a pioneer of the American animation industry and the mind behind the creation of Disneyland and the founder of the Walt Disney Company. The context in which Disney might have said this quote encompasses his philosophy towards work and creativity. He was known for his relentless work ethic, innovative spirit, and the ability to turn imaginative ideas into reality. Disney's success story is built on the foundation of taking action, making bold decisions, and persisting through challenges to bring dreams to life. Now let's talk about the importance of this quote and its relevance to everyday life. This quote emphasizes the importance of action over procrastination. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the planning phase or continuously talk about what we want to do without ever taking the first step towards achieving it. Disney's words serve as a powerful reminder that the only way to make progress is by moving from contemplation to action. It teaches us the value of doing over merely discussing or dreaming. So when it is appropriate to use this quote, and I will give you some examples. What about career advancement? Many people talk about wanting to advance in their careers, but fail to take concrete steps to achieve this goal. Applying for new jobs, acquiring new skills, or even starting a side project are ways to begin doing. What about personal projects? Whether it's writing a book, learning a musical instrument, or starting a fitness journey, the initial step is to stop talking about it and actually start the process. What about entrepreneurship? Aspiring entrepreneurs often get stuck in the planning phase. This quote is particularly relevant, encouraging them to take the leap, prototype their product, or launch their business. And what about educational goals? Students discussing their study plans without actual studying can apply this principle by creating a study schedule and following through. And finally, what about social change? Advocates and activists can move from discussing societal issues to implementing community programs, organizing events, or participating in volunteering activities. Thank you for listening to Words of Wisdom from English Plus Podcast. I hope you like the content. I hope you like today's proverb and quote. And I hope you learned a lot from them. And maybe these are just the words you needed to hear right now. Or maybe these are exactly the words of wisdom you need to say to somebody else. Either way, thank you for your time. And before I leave you, I encourage you to follow the podcast, not to miss any of our Words of Wisdom episodes or any of our other episodes. And if you want to take it a step further, you can support me on Patreon. The link to my page is in the description of this episode. With that being said, I would like to thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is your host, Danny, signing off. I will see you next time.